Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about blockbuster sci-fi sequel Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker.
Long have I waited, and now your coming together is your undoing.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
After The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson's ambitious but muddled second installment in the new Star Wars trilogy proved divisive among fans, director J.J. Abrams returns for the deliberately safe finale. But delivering something more familiar and predictable doesn't necessarily make The Rise of Skywalker an improvement. It doesn't make it a failure either, and while much of the movie occupies a sort of uneasy middle ground, it does provide some of the rousing moments that Abrams proved he could pull off in trilogy opener The Force Awakens. Trying to serve too many competing interests makes The Rise of Skywalker feel tame, but tame is probably what this series calls for as a crowd-pleasing, fan-driven product. For better or worse, The Rise of Skywalker gives this saga exactly the finale it deserves. I give Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker 3 stars out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at Signalbleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.